about the kind of building, the big nest looks like a basketball and hangs down off of a tree then? Anything you call it a hornet?
Yeah, I was trying to think of hornets.
And how about these little fish that they use for bait?
Minnows?
Suppose a housewife doesn't sleep down the walls very well and you look up in the corner and you see what?
Spider web.
Have any sycamore trees around here?
Oh, few, not very many.
You call them sycamore or buttonwood or what?
Sycamore.
The part of a tree that's underground, you say, is its
roots.
The kind of tree that George Washington is supposed to have cut down.
Cherry tree.
How about this plant? If you go out in the woods and get against it, it gets some oil in your skin and then it gets all itchy. What do you call
it? Poison ivy.
Now how about the little tree about 4 or 5 feet tall with bright red leaves that sometimes poison too? Or speak of sumac or shumac?
Yes, I've had shumac poison once, but I don't know how the thing looked that I got against. Just a doctor said it was shumac poison.
Uh-huh.
I was out picking huckleberries and must have got into something.
Suppose someone asks you to go somewhere with them and you say, well, before I promise you, I'll have to ask my...
Suppose to ask your wife first.
You ever refer to, you always refer to her as my wife or the missus?
Yes, unless it's a relative or a very near friend, and then I mention her name.
Uh-huh. And suppose she say, I'll have to ask my...
She does the same way.
She's referring to you, she doesn't say my...
Either husband or mention my name.
Uh-huh. Some woman whose husband has died, you say she's a...
Widow.
You ever hear him call him widow woman?
Yes. But usually just widow.
How about a child whose both parents have died? Say he's...
Orphans.
Someone is appointed to look after him until he gets...
Guardian.
You ever hear him say guardian?
Not that I recall. It's all the garden.
The man that married your mother was your...
You mean the father?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And did
might have been a stepfather.
Yeah. And what did you usually call your father? Did you? You didn't always say father to him.
No. We said Paul.
And your mother you called?
Ma.
And how about your father's father?
Grandpa.
And his wife?
Grandma.
And your father and mother, you'd speak, when speaking to them, you'd say they were your... parents.
How do you say my father is your mother?
No, but if you were speaking of your father and your mother, you'd say they are my...
Pa-law.
Or parents.
Or parents, yeah. We always use Paul and Law at home.
Did you always say just yes to your elders? Or did they teach you to be more respectful and say something else? Yes, sir, or yes, ma'am.
Oh,
said yes, Paul?
We were Dutch at home.
Uh-huh. So what did you say?
Yeah. Or all right.
Uh-huh. Suppose someone was introducing their children and say, well, that's Sally, she's my youngest